Cairo Radio was paid a fee to air the following program. All information discussed on the following program is for general information purposes only and does not constitute legal advice or create an attorney-client relationship. Prior to acting on any legal matter, you should seek legal advice from a qualified legal attorney who can evaluate your situation and advise you accordingly.
Welcome to Your Partner in Law on Seattle's Cairo Radio 97.3 FM and AM 770 KTTH. Your Partner in Law is brought to you in part by the law firm Gregorick & Associates PLLC. Charting your course to a secure future, Your Partner in Law starts now. Here's your host, Rick Gregorick.
Hey, good morning and welcome to this July 4th weekend of fun and frolic, and wrapping it up all here with Your Partner in Law. We're so glad to be with you. Hope you had fun on the 4th of July and got out there. We didn't get quite the sun the weatherman promised
us. Come on. Sunny and 70 every day around here.
Right? Oh, come on. Okay.
Well, I tell my wife from Southern California, she gets a little down on the weather around here sometimes, so I always tell her, look, it's always sunny in 70. It's just your mindset.
There you go. Well, a little shaky down there in California.
Sure has been.
A little shaky.
Yeah, a couple of those rolled through there. It's been quite a while since they've had earthquakes of that magnitude. Seven's pretty hefty. I've been through a couple of those, and they'll get your attention, let me tell you.
You remember the Whittier quake way back when was indeed. About 7.2 or something, and that one, because of where it hit, did a lot of damage.
Yeah, I mean,
this one's out in the middle of the Mojave there.
Quite a ways north of the Los Angeles metro area, a good 2.5 hours or more probably.
Good wake-up calls for all of us.
Yeah.
So, I mean, we live in that same rim of fire. Don't you love that? You know, Washington, we've got 5 active volcanoes here in this state.
Yeah, sure, feel like the rim of fire sometimes.
And we're sitting there right in the middle of all of them, you know.
Yeah.
It's like the wrath of God there.
From Alaska right all the way down, right? So we're all in that same boat.
So be safe, be sane. You know, kind of ties into everything we talk about on the show here, Ted, about being prepared, planning for the future, being able to shape outcomes. Yeah, you know, I don't think any of us can stop an earthquake, but we can be prepared as to when it does happen.
Absolutely.
We can be prepared. We can't stop the darn thing, right?
Yep.
Well, you know, not quite as dramatic as an earthquake, but our own lives as we move through life. If we have a plan and something happens, well, that plan helps us get back on track. I mean, simple things like having car insurance.
Yep.
Can you imagine if we didn't have car insurance? Of all the wrecks and the property damage and the injuries and things like that, and if we didn't have that insurance to cover that, I guess we'd all be broke. So we have to plan. We plan for that. Say, well, if I have that accident, I'm not planning to have one, but if I have one, I have a plan in place, i.e. insurance, to help cover the financial impact of that incident.
Yeah.
Well, you know, really this is what estate planning is all about. It's about taking care of ourselves when those either unwanted or unforeseen things might arise. None of us want to become incapacitated, but it's clearly foreseeable that
it's
the
like
majority,
your own personal earthquake insurance.
The
right?
majority of us will.
Yes.
It may not be when is Southern California or when is Seattle going to have an earthquake. You know, we are going to have one.
Yep.
Our crystal balls aren't real clear even with all our technology of when, but we can certainly be prepared. So in estate planning, I mean, we can certainly be prepared. We can make sure that we provided financial resources and care and custody of our children, and that we've passed our assets along efficiently and effectively and caringly and lovingly in the way we want. And if we become incapacitated, that we have a care management system put in place that's going to address our health, our housing, you know, management of our finances. These things are all challenging, and we're constantly reminded day in and day out of this impending tidal wave of elders,
and it always,
the baby boomers.
It always amazes me too, Rick, how these events that you know, cut so close to home, like earthquakes and things like that, actually create quite a sense of urgency and planning. And that seems to be something that we struggle with in the estate planning world, is creating some sort of urgency. hopefully it doesn't take an event like that to make you do this. Unlike an earthquake or something, when the back half of your house falls off, you finally get around to doing something about it, right?
Well, you know, it is true. And we do find that many people, many of you, your wake-up call to say, I better do something with my estate, very oftentimes it's been a work colleague that had a problem. They had an accident.
Someone else's misfortune.
You know, I remember when I used to work at Northrop many years ago, and I was a young man in my 30s, and we had a gentleman there who was executive vice president of finance. And this fellow was the envy of everybody. He was in perfect shape. He jogged every day. He worked out. He ate healthy. He looked like a million bucks. He dropped dead of a heart attack one day. Just boom, right at the office. Just boom, dead at 45. And I will tell you, around our plant there, you know, and we had about, I don't know, 12 or 14,000 people there, I have a feeling there was a flurry of people running out and doing estate planning that knew this fellow's name was John. And it was just like such a shock. Well, if it happened to him, well, the reality is it can happen to anyone. We don't have to be old. We don't have to be out of shape. We don't have to be sick. I mean, it's totally indiscriminate on things. And, of course, cancers and Alzheimer's and all these things. I mean, there are things we can do we think are, you know, helping us be healthier throughout our life, our lifestyle choices, our eating choices, smoking, drinking, alcohol, all these kind of things all play into it. But in the end, there's an awful lot of indiscriminate things that just happen to
us. Absolutely. And just like earthquakes, just like fires, just like everything else.
And you know, Ted, we talk to clients constantly that have to come in and deal with their parents or their grandparents who have not done any planning. And, you know, at first they're, you know, a little perturbed. Gee, they didn't do anything? What did they expect? And, you know, there's a little bit of frustration that can occur. But the reality is, you know, if you want quick, timely care, management of your assets, management of your health care, you really need to put that in play in advance, not after you've hit the hospital or been in the car wreck. You need to have that in place. And dare be it, oh my goodness, actually talk to the people who are going to be your caregivers, both medically, financially. You know, what if you can't live by yourself? Have you had that discussion with your children or your grandchildren or those close to you? If you cannot live in your own home, it's not safe. It's medically not safe to live there, or you need medical care that just can't be provided in the home, or it's simply too expensive to provide in the home. What guidance and direction have you provided to people? Well, these are all questions that need to be asked and answered in your estate planning. And that's why we, you know, at Gregorick & Associates, we spend a great deal of time talking with you when you first come in for your free initial consultation. We want to get to know you a little bit. We need you to tell us a little bit about your story so we can help start developing with you your goals and your objectives so we can get those down on paper. And it is amazing, you know, when we talk to clients, and I just had a delightful lady come in, Ted. She hired us about 10 years ago and came in for a checkup on her plan. And it's just a delight when, you know, we have people that are really paying attention to this. This lady's now in her 80s. She's probably healthier than almost everyone that I'm talking to right now. she touts herself as never having really even taken an aspirin, and she's just fit and fiddle. And it's a delight, because that's certainly the exception to what comes into my office in the octogenarian role.
Generally,
and
yes.
We'll just say it at that. It's encouraging. Dad, I have another client, I think you know him as well, but don't give out names, but the fellow still works full-time at a big airplane company up here, and he's a software engineer, and he's 92 years old, working 40, guys. You know, and we have a lot of these 28-year-olds and 30-year-olds thinking about, gee, how soon can I retire? And here's a guy that retired at 65, stayed retired a couple of months, got a call, said, we need you. And he went back to work, and he's never looked back since then. And I asked him, I said, well, gee, are you thinking about retiring anytime in the future? He says, you know, I tried that once. Didn't work out so well for me.
What would I do? Yeah,
He says, I love it. It gives me purpose.
It's interesting because I have a lot of those same type of clients.
Well, sure, and your elder law client base.
They just amaze me. You know, it's like, what would I do if I retired? You know, and I really credit that, frankly, to keeping their mind sharp. I really think that there's something to that, that too much idle time really doesn't bode well for your long-term memory.
You know, here at Your Partner in Law, our goal has been for almost 20 years now on the radio under various names and stations, but clearly almost, you know, 20-odd years here on the radio in Seattle, and we've been talking about the integration of estate planning with your finances, your health care, your housing, your taxes. Make sure that this is all put together and integrated well. We do our workshops and seminars around town. We've got one coming up here. It's a brand new event that's going to talk about the many splendors of trust. The event's simply called Talking Trust. Now, this particular event is for those of you who may be just a tad more affluent, which means that your estates are coming up on the Washington estate tax exemption amount of $2 million. So if you're a single person and your estate's over $1.5 million, or you're a married couple and your estate's over $3 million, you need to come to Talking Trust, because that event is going to talk to you about a variety of trust, in fact, my top 10 of the most common and popular trust that are used in estate planning to provide asset protection, and then tax management for income taxes, capital gains taxes, gift taxes, estate and inheritance taxes, lots of taxes to think about. And especially as we start acquiring more wealth, we have to start managing those or they will gobble you up in taxes and in asset protection, how to effectively pass money along to children and grandchildren, gift trust. We're going to talk about various types of special needs trust, various types of charitable trust. These are fun. People really enjoy these, as well as your tax planning trust and some property trusts, some qualified personal residence we're going to talk about.
Things are a little bit more on the exotic side.
Yeah, this is the creative, the fun side.
Whack through the jungle exotic kind
now,
of stuff.
Now, something we have around here for people that are having challenges accumulating wealth, and oftentimes this is some younger folks that have some really large incomes today, so some very high salaries in compensation or entrepreneurs. And so we have some strategies to help reduce your income taxes along the way, because if we can help reduce your income taxes along the way, we're going to have more opportunities to grow your estate. Hey, we're going to be back after this quick break, and we'll start and open the phone lines at 888-973-5476. Live call-in radio, and we are here for you. 888-973-5476. Your Partner in Law. We'll be right back.
Sometimes big events in your life all of a sudden cause you to wake up and realize you should start planning for the future. I lost my dad a little over a year ago to cancer, and I remember thinking to myself, I should probably have a will or trust. So I called Rick Gregorek. Now, the reason I called Rick Gregorek is because I've been listening to him on Cairo Radio on Sunday mornings, and the guy is an absolute expert. I sat down with him. I explained my situation. He walked me through all the different variables, whether it was a trust or charitable trust, real estate, taxes. It was so complicated. I was so glad I had Rick right there to walk me through the whole process. So be proactive. Take control of your life right now. Go meet with Rick Gregorek and schedule a complimentary consultation at yourpartnerinlaw.com. You can also listen to Rick's show like I do, Your Partner in Law, every Sunday morning at 9 on Cairo and KTTH. Schedule a meeting with my estate planner, Rick Gregorek, at yourpartnerinlaw.com. That's yourpartnerinlaw.com.
One of the biggest mistakes you can make heading into retirement is not planning for the high cost of an extended healthcare situation. A lot of people assume they have enough money saved only to watch everything they've worked hard for get whittled down to nothing from the ongoing costs of a long-term care situation. Don't make this mistake. By putting a long-term care plan in place, you guarantee yourself a source of funds to pay for care when needed, and you also know you won't become a burden on your family. Do what my wife and I did. Go learn all about the new long-term care plans offered by 525 Advisors. These new plans protect your savings, protect your family, and pay your estate back if you never use them. Learn more by attending one of the upcoming classes taught by Brian Ott, who's the host of Long-Term Care Radio right here on Cairo. There are classes coming coming up in July, Saturday the 20th and Monday the 22nd. Seating's limited, so sign up today at 525longtermcare.com. Classes are free. You'll get a copy of Brian's book, too. Go to 525longtermcare.com.
If you have accumulated a net worth of more than $2 million and you want to be sure to protect it, you've got to attend Talking Trust on July 18th. John Curley here with Rick Regrick, host of Your Partner in Law. And Rick, this sounds like a great event.
John, we're excited to offer this brand new class for those who have accumulated over $2 million in assets. You'll learn about wills and the 10 most popular trusts for asset protection, reduction of income taxes, capital gains taxes, gift and estate taxes, and really how to put it all together.
It's complicated stuff, but you make it so easy.
We sure do, John. We love helping people who have worked hard their entire life to make sure they do everything they can to properly protect all their assets and pay the minimum amount of taxes you possibly can. Our goal is your peace of mind.
So don't put it off. Be proactive. Have a plan. Attend Rick's class July 18th at 7 o'clock in Issaquah. Now, seating is limited, so make your reservations now. Go to yourpartnerinlaw.com. That's yourpartnerinlaw.com.
Now, back to Your Partner in Law with Rick Regrick on Cairo Radio 97.3 FM and AM 770 KTTH.
Back at it we go.
All righty,
beautiful,
hey, folks.
Sunday morning.
You just heard my buddy John there talking about our upcoming class. This is going to be a fun one. It's one we've never done before in this environment. We've done it at some bigger events and that. We've talked about these things, but this is going to be a class for those that are going to take the next step. Most of our events are on essential estate planning, and we, you know, we have our model that we show everybody, our exclusive trademarked wealth plan system. It's been in place since about 1999, and we've been using that system to help guide us, guide you, our clients, through their estate planning. And through the essential estate planning is where we always start your basic wills, trust, basic insurance, all the essential planning and development of your goals and objectives is what's really important in this essential phase. And then as we move through that essential phase, we're going to identify areas where you can have enhanced planning for taxes, charitable giving, things along those natures, protection of your assets for yourself and your children. And we start moving into the outer intermediate to advanced layers of estate planning. Think of estate planning as an onion. We start at the basic, at the core, and then we just kind of add things or open it up and expose ourselves to new opportunities. There are so many different types of trust, and Ted, that's what you and I kind of spend our days doing is
a lot of trust,
combing through these various trusts and all the things that the government has allowed us to do with trust, both from a tax perspective and also from asset protection and taking care of our kids. I mean, clearly, without a doubt, one trust that just dominates in our practice anyhow, where we've literally done probably tens of thousands of them over the years, and these are trusts to protect assets for your children. So when you die and you're leaving your money to your children, you can leave it to them outright, as we know. Here's your money, son, daughter, go forth and prosper. And they have the money, and they can do whatever they want with it, which is great. However, that money is at risk to all of their personal liabilities. If they were to be sued, whether it be a car wreck, a business issue or something, if they had to file bankruptcy because something bad happened, this got ill and lost money, the money would be gone, be consumed. It could be taken into bankruptcy. Wouldn't it be nice? And when we tell folks this, Ted, and you have the same experience, I know, so I'm sitting there talking to you, Ted, and I said, well, Ted, do you realize for your children, if you give them their inheritance in a specially designed trust, that those monies that you're providing can be protected from creditors and predators and failed marriages? Most of the time, people's eyes kind of light up a little bit. And they look, really? I can do that? And then we talk about it. And, you know, we can design these trusts in so many different ways. They can be giving the children almost carte blanche use of the money, all the way down to saying, well, I really want you to save this money and use it slowly. Maybe only take income off it and for a period of time. And when you reach certain ages, do things like this. You know, in other words, I call it milestone planning. Plan and help your children through various milestones in their lives, and recognizing that their milestones are further out in time than yours were. You know, if we were to go back and I look at my parents, you know, their milestone table. Well, at 60, they were at a different milestone in their life expectancy than most people are today in their 60s.
Radically different. Radically.
Dramatically different. So we need to start recognizing this longevity and putting more emphasis on the longevity and knowing that our bodies are still going to probably want to be retired 65, maybe 70. But, you know, too many people are overestimating how long they may be able to work in retirement because, you know, some saving shortfalls. And so we have to be very careful with that strategy, because merely wanting or needing to work beyond a normal retirement age, maybe the biggest factor in that may be, are you able physically and or mentally to do that type of the type of work that you'd be doing. So we really need to put these things in proper perspective and make sure we're looking downstream. But by properly helping your children's inheritance, you're helping, you know, build family wealth. I call it this cascading waterfall.
Yeah, that's
legacy
what I call
planning.
Legacy planning. That's what I
and
call
it. It's really quite amazing. And if we were, you know, to sit there and say, okay, well, of all the trusts we're going to talk about, you know, at our event coming up here on the 18th, we're going to be talking about these child asset protection trusts and some of the fun things we can do with them and how they protect your kids, how they can even be their own trustee if you want to appoint them as such.
Yeah. And so, it doesn't really add any complexity to them managing their money. Really, they still get their money, and in most cases they can still do anything they want with their money with some decent counsel about perhaps community property laws and commingling that separate property money and these types of issues that we'd talk to with our clients when we get into these types of things. But I think most people are really impressed by the fact that they can use these techniques to protect their money, really, from creditors of their children, which usually they're worrying about a spouse, or sometimes you have a child that just has absolutely no money management skills whatsoever, and that's another reason why you do that type of planning.
Yeah, there's just so many advantages to it. And one of the other really, really, really cool things, and again, this is for those of you who are a tad more affluent than average, we can start using these children's trusts that they're going to inherit in, and we can start building in what we call generation skipping tax provisions. And that's a biggie. And we'll pick up on the other side of the break with that one, and then we'll go to your phone calls at 888-973-5476. That's the hotline for your partner in law right now, 888-973-5476. Do you have a question on estate or elder planning? We'd love to chat with you. Give us a call. We'll be right back.
The biggest mistakes you can make heading into retirement is not planning for the high costs of an extended healthcare situation. A lot of people assume they have enough money saved only to watch everything they've worked hard for get whittled down to nothing from the ongoing costs of a long-term care situation. Don't make this mistake. By putting a long-term care plan in place, you guarantee yourself a source of funds to pay for care when needed, and you also know you won't become a burden on your family. Do what my wife and I did. Go learn all about the new long-term care plans offered by 525 Advisors. These new plans protect your savings, protect your family, and pay your estate back if you never use them. Learn more by attending one of the upcoming classes taught by Brian Ott, who's the host of Long-Term Care Radio right here on Cairo. Their classes coming up in July, Saturday the 20th and Monday the 22nd. Seating's limited, so sign up today at 525longtermcare.com. Classes are free. You'll get a copy of Brian's book, too. Go to 525longtermcare.com.
If you have accumulated a net worth of more than $2 million and you want to be sure to protect it, you've got to attend Talking Trusts on July 18th. John Curley here with Rick Regrick, host of Your Partner in Law. And Rick, this sounds like a great event.
John, we're excited to offer this brand new class for for those who have accumulated over $2 million in assets. You'll learn about wills and the 10 most popular trusts for asset protection, reduction of income taxes, capital gains taxes, gift and estate taxes, and really how to put it all together.
It's complicated stuff, but you make it so easy.
We sure do, John. We love helping people who have worked hard their entire life to make sure they do everything they can to properly protect all their assets and pay the minimum amount of taxes you possibly can. Our goal is your peace of mind.
So don't put it off. Be proactive. Have a plan. Attend Rick's class July 18th at 7 o'clock in Issaquah. Now, seating is limited, so make your reservations now. Go to yourpartnerinlaw.com. That's yourpartnerinlaw.com.
We return to Your Partner in Law on Seattle's Cairo Radio 97.3 FM and AM 770 KTTH with your host, Rick Gregorick.
Alrighty.
That's kind of like inheriting money, isn't it, Rick? Money for nothing.
Money for nothing. That's the kind we all want.
That's
right?
The kind we all want. We want tax-free money for nothing.
It's rather elusive, is it not?
Yes, it is. It has been
elusive
in my life, I'll tell you that for sure.
But you know what? When we make it, one of our goals is to keep it.
I know.
And to protect it. And that's one of the things we help people with. We protect the money while you have it, and we help you keep more of it.
That is the goal.
So that you can pass more of it on. And, you know, really through proper planning, Ted, and, you know, we see this on a daily basis for our clients that, dare I say, get it and are willing to, you know, it takes a little bit of work. I mean, let's be real. I mean, you're not going to be able to take your entire estate and align it to become a well-oiled, efficient machine, if you will, with no effort. I mean, but that effort is so worth it when we look at the benefits that come, the financial benefits, the peace of mind, the enhanced care that you would be getting, and the fact that you're carrying out your own plan. That's really, you know, gives people that peace of mind, because the fear of the unknown is probably one of the greatest things most of us have. And then that you know, in your world, that this fear of the unknown breeds so much suspicion for folks who haven't done planning, and especially blended families. And now all of a sudden, Ted, in your world, somebody brings mom in. You know, one of her daughters brings mom in. She's in a second marriage. There's the early onset of dementia. There's the money flowing out. And what happens?
Well, I get these all the time. And this is what we call crisis planning. And this is where you don't want to find yourself. It's just a little bit of pre-thought and some action on your part will avoid what we call crisis planning, because we have fewer and fewer choices when we crisis plan. And if you have some eye toward the future, if you're have a diagnosis of early onset or early cancer diagnosis or something like that, please, please, please be mindful of your planning opportunities and those around you, and being able to make it transition easier for them when you pass on. So this is critical that you do this for your family.
You know, I just had a situation here not too long ago where a person was given the dreaded diagnosis and was told that, you know, they should make sure they get their affairs in order,
yes,
what they were told by their doctors. Sugarcoating, get your affairs in order. But a lot of you don't really know what that means, get your affairs in order. And sadly, this person who did have a more substantial estate, over $2 million in a taxable arena, this person decided to get his affairs in order by going around and putting beneficiary designations on all of his assets and all of his accounts, thinking that was the loving thing to do for his wife, just make sure that she would get everything. And, well, you know, that's a good goal. There are more than one way to give someone everything. And sadly, in this case, there was some money given to his wife, but then also directly to children. And because of his estate, he actually ended up triggering estate taxes under generation skipping for not properly planning at, you know, the end of life, and cost his family not thousands of dollars, but into the many, many, many tens over, you know, approaching hundreds of thousands of dollars. So a basic estate plan would have avoided all of this and provided better opportunities for his spouse and children. And I know he was trying to do the right thing, but it's just kind of like, you know, if you were to set me loose in the auto shop and say, hey, this car, it needs a little tune-up. It's running a little rough. You know, just go do, you know, take care of that rough idle. Well,
you know, you telling me to take care of that rough idol is kind of like your doctor telling you to get your affairs in order.
Yes.
Right? How am I going to do with
operate
that?
Operate on your own heart.
I don't do that stuff. I don't have the tools, experience, education. And one of the things we learn through life, at least most of us learn, is that we're better off paying someone to do things that we don't do very well or don't have any experience at, or things that would divert us from spending time on things we ought to be spending time on.
Absolutely. Something I learned way too late, by the way.
Right. You know, in business, we simply call this delegation. Effective business managers at all levels of business, whether you're the top dog or you're down on the shop floor, effective leaders and managers are able to delegate to get things done. Yep. You can't do it all yourself, folks. And that's the reality in the estate planning world. At some point, you're not going to be able to take care of yourself, either through disability or your eventual, for certain, demise. These things are for sure. And, you know, what you leave behind, I think, is so important. That's why we really enjoy doing the events we do. And we've got our brand new event, Talking Trust, for the modestly affluent and on up. I hate to be snobby, but, you know, most of our estate planning, we do ones for Medicare and Medicaid. We do them for basic essential estate planning. So this one is moving into more tax planning, more asset protection, things along those lines. A fun, fun class. We're going to be talking the many splendors of trust, and you're going to have a great time. So do check that out. Go to yourpartnerinlaw.com. Talking Trust. Get signed up for that today. It's a small event, so it will sell out. And with that, we'll be right back after this short commercial break.
My dad would always say the three worst words in the English language were shoulda, coulda, and woulda. So many people with retirement right around the corner or in the middle of it have the shoulda, coulda, wouldas facing them. They're not proactive. You didn't take care of the will. You didn't take care of the trust. They didn't do what was needed to do when it came to real estate and taxes. So right now, let's avoid the shoulda, coulda, wouldas and call Rick Gregorick. Rick Gregorick is my estate planner. I sat down with Rick, explained my situation. He walked me through all the different variables, whether it was a trust or a charitable trust, real estate or taxes. It is so complicated. You've got to rely on an expert like Rick, who is so kind and knowledgeable about all of it. So be proactive. Take control of your life now. You can schedule a complimentary consultation at yourpartnerinlaw.com. You can also listen to Rick's show, Your Partner in Law, every Sunday morning at 9 on Cairo and KTTH. Your Partner in Law with Rick Gregorick, my estate planner, yourpartnerinlaw.com.
This is Michael Medved. Financial experts will tell you that you should have a plan in place for the high cost of long-term care. If your plan consists of using your savings to pay for any long-term care needs in the future, then take a moment to contact 525 Advisors. 525 Advisors are the local long-term care experts. They will show you how to set up an asset-based plan using a portion of your existing savings. Now, this way you maintain control of your money and you're guaranteed to get your money back even if you don't need long-term care. For every dollar you put in today, 525 Advisors will show you how to get $3 to $4 back in tax-free long-term care protection. Call 525 Advisors today to learn how you can put a portion of your savings to work and protect your family and the rest of your assets from the high costs of long-term care. Call today at 425-748-8188. That's 425-748-8188 and 525longtermcare.com. That's 525longtermcare.com.
Retirement. What does it mean to you? Has it changed as a result of today's economy? Are you worried about your future? Could there be stormy seas ahead?
Hi, this is Rick Gregorick, founder of Gregorick & Associates. We're a dedicated team of legal and tax professionals that can help you navigate your course for a secure future. Whether you're just thinking about your retirement or you're well into your retirement years, whether you're single, married, or involved in a domestic partnership, we can help you create your necessary legal and tax planning.
I am so glad I found one firm that can help me with all my legal and tax needs.
Call today for your free consultation. 425-284-3450. That's 425-284-3450.
You can also sign up for a Partner in Law event. Just go to yourpartnerinlaw.com and find the elder law or estate planning course that's best for you. You can register for both events by going to yourpartnerinlaw.com. yourpartnerinlaw.com.
Now back to Your Partner in Law with Rick Gregorek on Cairo Radio 97.3 FM and AM 770 KTTH.
Born in the USA.
Amen.
Not a bad place to be born.
Amen.
Okay, folks, we're talking trust today and the many splendors of trust. And at the event that's coming up on Talking Trust here on the 18th, go to yourpartnerinlaw.com, get your tickets today so it doesn't sell out and you're upset that you don't get your tickets. But at this event, we're going to try to, you know, have a brief overview of our essential estate planning, and then we're going to start moving into a variety of trusts that are, instead of being the generalist, the Swiss Army knife of trust, which we use for estate planning, the revocable living trust. That's the one that's certainly the most popular trust out there, revocable living trust that you use for your core estate planning. Now, beyond that trust, there are a myriad of different both revocable and irrevocable trust. The really interesting trusts tend to be the irrevocable trust that can provide us with amazing benefits. When we're talking about creating certain trusts that can help reduce your income tax burden, it can reduce your capital gains, estate and income tax, or estate and inheritance taxes, and provide protection from creditors and predators and bankruptcy and failed marriages. These are pretty fun. Sometimes we can form a trust and the money in the trust leaves your estate, so it's no longer estate taxable, and yet can be passed on to your children or grandchildren or other beneficiaries or charities that you want to pass them on to. So we really have a lot of fun designing these, and, you know, they run the gamut. And Ted, you know, we have so many different conversations in the office on these between the ILETs, the insurance trust we do. They're so popular today because, you know, folks, life insurance is part of your estate for estate taxes. It's not income taxable. So when your insurance agent says, no, insurance proceeds aren't taxable, he means they're not income taxable.
Recipient.
He does not mean they are not subject to estate taxes, because insurance absolutely, if it's in your own name, is includable in your estate.
Although many of them miss that as well. Right.
Correct.
That they just simply either don't know or they don't tell their clients. I get a lot of eyebrows that go up when I talk to people about this. And what do you mean it's includable in my gross estate?
Yeah, and that's sometimes, I hate to say, one of our fellow insurance folks may be rushing the commission check a little much.
Yeah.
Rather than, you know, if you're selling someone $1 million-plus life insurance policy, that's almost certainly going to put their estate into a taxable arena here in Washington.
Yeah.
First off, if you qualify for $1 million life insurance policy, you have at least another $1 million in assets probably. So kind of a bad idea.
You're incredibly young and incredibly wealthy, and you can buy such a policy.
Most people, when they buy life insurance, don't write in, you know, Jay Inslee, State of Washington, Department of Revenue as a beneficiary. We don't usually do that. We don't usually put in, you know, the United States Department of the Treasury as a beneficiary. But when we improperly own life insurance, that's exactly what you've done.
That's what you've done. That's
and when
exactly
people find that out, they're a little, peeved, perturbed, PO'd. You get all the terms, right? Those are all highly technical legal terms, right?
Yes.
But we can, there's a way to do it right. With life insurance, you can have your cake and eat it too. You can have that $1 million or $2 million or larger policy pay off to benefit your estate and your beneficiaries, and yet not have it part of your taxable estate. But you've got to do it right. And to do that right, we're going to introduce you to Mr. Crummy. And we're going to write a Crummy Trust for you. And that's a good thing. You know, Mr. Crummy fought the IRS and won, so his name now lives on in infamy in trust land. And
we'll talk a little bit about that story out there. It's actually a pretty interesting case.
Yes, we'll talk a little bit about Mr. Crummy, and not that you ever want to have to fight the IRS to get your way, but
let other people do that.
But if you do and you succeed, then maybe we got the Ted rules coming up. Ted, you're going to go fight the IRS, right?
Well, wouldn't be the last time, I'm sure, probably.
Ted taxes.
Yeah, there you go.
This is the Ted tax.
So the one thing I do find interesting about trust, Rick, is if you think about this country and generations of wealth, without exception, really, all of the uber wealthy people in this country use these devices in one way, shape, or form to pass down wealth, to protect wealth, to create other legacy planning like foundations and the like to that really generate, you know, great benefits for people long after they're gone. And I think that's some of the interest that people have in these trusts is just understanding how it is that these people perpetuate this money year after year and generation after generation. And this is what we're talking about.
Absolutely. And I failed to follow up last break on our generation skipping. Can you imagine, folks, that you leave money to your children? Well, the money you leave to them would be taxable in your child's estate normally. Wouldn't you like to know and be able to either give your children an option or just say, here you go, you got this great present, where you could give them money in a generation skipping trust that the money in that trust at the time of your child's death will not be included in their death and therefore pass on to your grandchildren absolutely estate tax free. The government, starting back in 2010, tied the gift tax exemption, our lifetime gift tax exemption, to the estate tax exemption. And they also tied the generation skipping tax to the federal estate tax exemption.
The first time they've done that, actually.
That was done in 2010 under when Obama signed that in. Yep. That was the first time that did. So that made those numbers $5 million, up from $1 million. And now under the current tax plan, we've got $11,200,000, big number, $11 million that out of your estate can be put into a generation skipping trust for your children. So if you had three children, you could divide the $11 million three ways. If you're married, you can double that number.
Yeah.
So many of you are not taking advantage of generation skipping planning. And it's costing your heirs, your beneficiaries, your children and grandchildren, perhaps millions of dollars in future estate taxes. And so that's one of the really cool things that we can help people look at. And then, you know, our retirement plan trust, we'll talk a lot about those because those are fantastic. We're going to talk about different types of special needs trust, charitable trust, all kinds of fun stuff. Hey, we're going to take a quick break. And then we'll be back with more Talking Trust with your partner in law.
If you have accumulated a net worth of more than $2 million and you want to be sure to protect it, you've got to attend Talking Trust on July 18th. John Curley here with Rick Gregrick, host of Your Partner in Law. And Rick, this sounds like a great event.
John, we're excited to offer this brand new class for those who have accumulated over $2 million in assets. You'll learn about wills and the 10 most popular trusts for asset protection, reduction of income taxes, capital gains taxes, gift and estate taxes, and really how to put it all together.
It's complicated stuff, but you make it so easy.
We sure do, John. We love helping people who have worked hard their entire life to make sure they do everything they can to properly protect all their assets and pay the minimum amount of taxes you possibly can. Our goal is your peace of mind.
So don't put it off. Be proactive. Have a plan. Attend Rick's class July 18th at 7 o'clock in Issaquah. Now, seating is limited, so make your reservations now. Go to yourpartnerinlaw.com. That's yourpartnerinlaw.com.
One of the biggest mistakes you can make heading into retirement is not planning for the high cost of an extended healthcare situation. A lot of people assume they have enough money saved only to watch everything they've worked hard for get whittled down to nothing from the ongoing costs of a long-term care situation. Don't make this mistake. By putting a long-term care plan in place, you guarantee yourself a source of funds to pay for care when needed, and you also know you won't become a burden on your family. Do what my wife and I did. Go learn all about the new long-term care plans offered by 525 Advisors. These new plans protect your savings, protect your family, and pay your estate back if you never use them. Learn more by attending one of the upcoming classes taught by Brian Ott, who's the host of Long-Term Care Radio right here on Cairo. Their classes coming up in July, Saturday the 20th and Monday the 22nd. Seating's limited, so sign up today at 525longtermcare.com. Classes are free. You'll get a copy of Brian's book, too. Go to 525longtermcare.com.
Sometimes big events in your life all of a sudden cause you to wake up and realize you should start planning for the future. I lost my dad a little over a year ago to cancer, and I remember thinking to myself, I should probably have a will or trust. So I called Rick Gregorick. Now, the reason I called Rick Gregorick is because I've been listening to him on Cairo Radio on Sunday mornings, and the guy is an absolute expert. I sat down with him. I explained my situation. He walked me through all the different variables, whether it was a trust or charitable trust, real estate, taxes. It was so complicated. I was so glad I had Rick right there to walk me through the whole process. So be proactive. Take control of your life right now. Go meet with Rick Gregorick and schedule a complimentary consultation at yourpartnerinlaw.com. You can also listen to Rick's show like I do, Your Partner in Law, every Sunday morning at 9 on Cairo and KTTH. Schedule a meeting with my estate planner, Rick Gregorick, at yourpartnerinlaw.com. That's yourpartnerinlaw.com.
We return to Your Partner in Law on Seattle's Cairo Radio, 97.3 FM and AM 770 KTTH with your host, Rick Gregorick.
Ah, nothing better than a little Jimmy to get you going on your Sunday morning. Gotta love it.
Got Ted in here rocking out with
gotta
his guitar.
Gotta love it. Gotta love it.
His air guitar.
Gotta love it. Yeah, I can't play a real one.
His
Rick.
Air guitar.
I wish I could. I wouldn't be doing this if I could play.
Well, you know, Ted, when you know we're talking about our upcoming event, talking trust, and then just trying to weave in all the different things that we're going to be talking about there, because it really is going to be a first, and I'm really hoping that people... if they've been wanting to come to an event and you've got a couple of shekels, do that. Of course, you can always simply call the office and schedule a free consultation for yourself. But one of the caveats that I'd like to put out to folks that we see this so often, the perils of making gifts to your children and making loans to them. We constantly have issues where mom or dad have provided gifts and or loans. And the challenge that we have is we don't know, was it a gift or a loan? All we have is we know that money exchanged from mom to, let's say, daughter. But what was the nature of that exchange? Maybe one of the other siblings says, no, mom was loaning that money, so sis owes the money back. Sis says, well, no, mom gave me that money. It was a gift.
Yeah. Or I took her to the store every week. This is what and she told me.
These become problems, folks. Obviously, parents, if you are giving money to your children, make it clear whether or not it's a gift or whether or not it's a loan. Now, if it's a loan and you expect to be paid back, it's a pretty good idea to create a piece of paper called a promissory note.
Yes, anything.
The IOU.
Yeah, anything written will help.
Daughter says, I owe mom $2,500. Payable no later than such and such a date at 3% simple interest. Sign it. That's a note. Now we have evidence. If it's a gift, why doesn't mom write a little note? I hereby gave, you know, Betty Sue, my daughter, a $2,500 gift.
Or write a gift on the check.
I do not expect any reimbursement. This was a gratuitous gift.
Yeah.
I know it sounds stupid. It sounds unnecessary. And it is. It's totally unnecessary until you need it. And you're never going to know when you need it until that occurs because, you know, so much of this, Ted, and you deal with far more of this than anybody else in or maybe Scott a little bit in the divorce world. These same things come up in divorce that come up in probate or even trust settlement on family dynamics. One of the hardest things we attorneys have to do is help our clients draft documents that will help manage or control behavior or outcomes should certain behaviors be exhibited.
Yeah.
And
this is the number one item on my list when I start talking to people about estate planning. Talk to me about your children. How is your relationship with your children? And more importantly, how is the relationship among the children with each other? If we find that there is an existing problem now, chances are quite good that that problem will continue into the future. So
and
we do
get
not,
bigger.
We do not want to create problems where there aren't any. We certainly don't want to exacerbate problems where there are known problems. So usually the answer is we take control and we put it in the hands of some third-party neutral so that we eliminate any possibility that the family dynamic will end up destroying the family over the money. which is real in these kind of cases, right?
It happens so
frequently. And it doesn't have to happen. You know, it can just be planned around if you just take the time to realize that just because the child's the oldest doesn't necessarily mean he's always the best choice, he or her, the best choice to be administering your estate. Some parents take the position that let's have none of them do it and let some third party unwind it. And I think that's a great planning strategy, frankly. I really do. I just think that it just –
you know, it works very, very well.
It eliminates so many problems that come up, you know. And the likelihood of litigation when you have a third party administering an estate is much less than having two siblings.
Well, Ted, what you and Scott and I especially – but we all talk about this constantly, but you guys live at the consequences of it, you know, the blended family. Yep. And, you know – so many times the blended family will inquire, well, how do your children get along with your spouse's children? And we usually get fine. And then we start inquiring, well, how often do they get together? Well, we're all apart and we really don't get together. So the reality is they really don't even know each other.
Yep.
And this not knowing breeds suspicion. It, you know, fear. What if? And all of a sudden, you know, either mom or dad gets ill and a lot of money starts being spent on that. And the other spouse's kids and that are starting to get worried. Well, gee, maybe there's not going to be enough money left over to take care of mom or dad, as the case may be. And this becomes frightening to people, and this suspicion, the unknown. And when mom and dad haven't done planning and haven't shared their planning with their children, we so encourage our clients, share your plan with your children. If it's difficult for you to do that, bring them into the office. Let's have a discussion. Right. Let's have a family meeting.
This is that testamentary transparency that I talk about all the time. And I tell people all the time, Rick, you don't have to tell them what you have, but please tell them what you've done. Okay? It's very, very easy to do this. The documents don't tell anything about what's underlying in terms of the assets. They just have a scheme by which it gets distributed. So by all means, people, tell them what you've done. You don't have to tell them what you have.
You know, and what your expectations are and that you expect them to follow your documents and carry out your estate plan, even if they may not agree with it 100%, that, you know, we can't always agree with our parents' estate plan. That's okay. It's their estate plan. We can do our own.
Which is important to point out
we
to them also,
our
right?
Own.
It's not your money here we're planning.
So taking care of mom and dad's money in, you know, a caring, responsible, fiduciary manner, it's going to benefit everyone.
That's
it's
right.
Going to save money, more efficiencies, better
less
overall costs.
Less heartache.
The worst thing that can happen to a family, you've got a senior that's disabled, going through all the health care issues. Put a lawsuit on top of that with the kids arguing with each other, and for the next couple years, you're going to be in and out of the lawyer's office, in and out of hearings. Adult Protective Services gets involved like at least 50, 60% of the time. One party. You know, if we have sibling rivalry going on and we've got this battle going on, we can pretty much expect one side or both are going to call Adult Protective Services, just get that going. It becomes a mess. Let's avoid the mess. Let's proper plan and put our life plan together and make sure that we have a comprehensive plan that's going to provide for our best care during our lifetime through our death, and then that we've transitioned that money in the most caring, efficient, tax-favored, asset-protected
manner. And that's the purpose of the class. On the 18th in Issaquah, you'll learn a lot about all these various devices. We encourage you to get out there.
All the information's on yourpartnerinlaw.com, and check it all out. And that actually takes you over to the law firm's website, rjglegal.com, as well, for lots more information. Hope to see you at Talking Trust. Your Partner in Law will be back next week. Have a great week.
Yeah, bye-bye. Sunscreen.
Thanks for listening to Your Partner in Law with Rick Gregorick. Event info, newsletters, and Your Partner in Law podcast can all be found at yourpartnerinlaw.com. To schedule an appointment with Rick Gregorick, call 425-284-3450. That's 425-284-3450. For more information on the show or to sign up for a free Partner in Law event, visit yourpartnerinlaw.com. Tune in next Sunday morning at 9 to Your Partner in Law with your host, Rick Gregorick. Simulcast on Cairo Radio 97.3 FM and AM 770 KTTH.